You there, Jake?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's going on?
No, it's a funny thing. I got this. My mother-in-law called me.
Yeah.
And she said you can make the deal. You can make free call anywhere in the U.S. or Canada.
Yeah.
For a half hour.
Yeah.
And another free call anywhere in the world, like to Israel, to my sister, or whatever.
You're kidding.
Also, for a half hour, they want to see how people speak English. You know what I mean? So I said, sure, no problem.
Fantastic.
All the guys I wanted to call, you know.
Fantastic.
So that's the thing.
Yeah, they went back to sleep. Good.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah, I was going to call you back, and then all the kids here, I totally forgot you're going to call back.
All right, I'm happy. See, look, this call didn't cost me anything. It would have cost you. whatever, who knows how much Canadian rates.
You sound good, dude.
Yeah, Baruch Hashem. I didn't get a chance to come into town, to Toronto this summer. I usually come in the summer.
Yeah.
Like for a week.
Well, yeah, you do Tuvia here. That's when you usually come off.
Right. Yeah. But whatever. My parents came to Lakewood this summer anyway.
Uh-huh.
And
it's hard.
It's hard
for your wife to take off.
Yeah, she has 1 week off of work. So, no, I went anyway. I went to the Catskill Mountains and the Poconos.
Oh, good.
So I was near Camp Dora Golding even.
Well, that's my sister and brother. They go there every year, but now they don't go there anymore. They were there for the last like 4 or 5 years.
Oh, they stopped this year?
Because they wanted people who were bringing more kids, and so they didn't want them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Well, that's funny. Cause the first year they're not there, that's when you come in.
Oh, I didn't go to the camp. I just went like in that area.
Oh, I see.
But anyway, so what's doing, Jake? How's everything?
Things are actually happening now.
Oh, really?
No, shidduch-wise. I'm gaining some more connections now, but.
Oh, that's good.
But things are happening. It's good. For very good.
Oh, that's good.
I just finished a 4-week career planning thing from the UIP.
My brother also took one of those, Nussie.
Was it career planning?
I don't know what it was. Something from the UI.
Because I had one from UI 2 years ago, vocational orientation.
Yeah.
Was it like George Brown? Was a total waste.
Waste.
This is a YMCA. Do you remember?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, so I don't know. I don't know what he took.
This was fantastic. This was really.
It was good. It helped you a lot.
Oh yeah, with resumes, interviews, and how what to put from an interview, or what to answer, what not to answer.
Oh wow, really good.
And references and everything that is practical. That you
right, real practical.
Yeah, like in they had mock interviews. They had us on camera. They showed it to the whole class.
Oh really? So it's cool to see how people
it was a good class.
Good and do mistakes. I mean.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
But we had some assessment tests. Nothing came out new. I mean, it said my stronger points were business skill and clerical. So that's what I was doing in the past. And nothing changed. But it makes you focus on yourself. Like a lot of categories.
Like zero in exactly on what you're good at and what you're not good at.
Yeah, they gave all these jobs for business skill and clerical. And tell you what your personality type would like to go into this category. And you have all these different kind of tests to see what colors you are. And,
mm-hmm.
And so I decided from all of that I want to be in customer. I mean, my best job was service advisor, so I want to keep
your best job was what?
Was service advisor at the dealership in Acura.
Oh, right.
So I want to keep the customer service. I decided I want to be in customer service, but I still need some computer skills.
Right, that's so important. Nowadays, everything goes with computers, you know?
Yeah, everything.
So it's really important. I don't know anything. You know, I have a computer at home. My wife uses it.
Oh.
But I don't even know how to turn it on. I never use it. Like, you know, it's just like it's almost like I'm scared of the thing. You know what I mean? I don't know exactly what to do. Once in a while, we play Jeopardy or something. You know, they have
Yeah, I saw it on Robert's computer.
Oh, Robert's computer.
You know, he's getting married.
Robert?
Yeah, well, you know that.
Robert Fleischer?
Yeah.
What?
It happened. He went to meet a girl in L.A. And after the first 3 days, boom.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because he's supposed to turn on the phone.
What's his number? I got to call him to give him Muslim Mazel Tov.
I know by heart now. 787.
787.
4489.
Is it like? Is this girl like all there?
I know she hasn't come in town yet. She's from L.A. It's funny. I mean, they spoke on the phone. They spoke 5 times on the phone. Each call, I think, was 2 hours.
Oh wow!
So they met for
only
10 hours.
Dates.
Yeah, but it's funny because he was there for 2 weeks, but he was there Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and then on Sunday that was it. So I thought he'll wait to the end of the 2 weeks, but she's pushing the whole thing, this girl. She wants to get married end December. She wants to get married early November.
What's the story with her? From girl?
I don't know. She seems to be firmer than the rest of the family.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds good. I'm really happy.
Well,
right?
Look, I hope it's the right one. Yeah. You know, these guys, you know, it's very difficult sometimes.
Yeah.
So.
You know, Al Kaufman was getting married.
Yeah, you know, I didn't even know. And I got an invitation in the mail a week ago.
That's it? Oh, a week ago? That's strange.
Yeah, because my parents forwarded it.
Oh, I see.
I was so excited. You know, it's real nice.
Yeah, when he got involved, I was really excited when he got involved.
It's so nice. You know, he waited such a long. I mean, I don't know. Like, he was going out so long. Like, he's going out, like, for 10 years, no?
I know. And the funny thing is.
He started going out, like, 2 years before I started going out.
Wow.
You know what I'm
saying? And the funny thing is, he went out town so many times, and he ends up with a Toronto girl after all that.
After all that. It's funny how Hashem makes things, you know. You can run and run and run, and sometimes you go back, you have to come back home. Some people want to stay home, and the right one is sitting out in New York or Pittsburgh or wherever.
He did his testellos, I mean.
Yeah, he did his, yeah.
He had a lot of nightmare trips to New York and a lot of bad luck, and still next month he'll go back. Like, he didn't stop him for next time.
He never got, he was very focused on it. He never got, he knew that he wanted to get married.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the only thing to do is to keep on trying.
Yep. Yeah.
And he did it in the end. Who's this girl, Craftsman? I never heard of the family before.
I don't know.
I don't know. So I would love to go to this wedding, but I can't come in for that. You know,
you know about Yoel?
Yoel, I know. Yeah, because Yoel's sort of family with me because his sister's married to my cousin.
Oh.
My parents are going.
They're going to Cleveland?
To Cleveland, yeah.
I don't know.
Jake, it's time to get going already. The whole camp is moving now.
It's funny, but I look back, and it's just me and Danny, I think. I can't believe it.
You and Danny Brooker?
I can't believe it.
Get out of here. There's more guys that we don't think about.
Yeah,
I Nary Stroll.
I'm thinking of Nary Stroll, yeah.
Nary Stroll, just you and Danny?
I can't believe
it. Let me think. No, let's go to those rooms. Okay, there was Berger and Yoel, roommates. There's me and you.
Well, I look at the class, there's only like eight guys in the class, but you're like,
and Robert Fleischer, right.
I think they're all married.
Oh man, wow, so Jake, it's time to go. It's time to get going. As a matter of fact, I wanted to tell you about a girl.
I figured when I heard you cough, that had to be the reason. Some of us came up.
No, I told you about this girl.
What was this?
I told you when. Remember, like, when was the last time I was in Toronto? Pesach. You came to my house and I walked you back home. I told you about a girl, and you said you just started a new job, and you don't want to get going. You don't want to do it now.
I don't remember. My memory is so bad. You told me something yesterday. I'll forget about it.
Yeah. So.
Where'd the girl from?
She's from Philadelphia. My wife's from Philly, so uh-huh. Friend of hers.
The funny thing is, if I go now, my best time. I mean, I'm off. I just finished this 4-week program.
Oh really? So you're off.
New one. Like everything. Like I passed the vocabulary. I had an orientation today for that new one,
mm-hmm.
And I passed the vocabulary test. So all I have to do is pass the interview, which shouldn't be any problem. If everything goes through, I start September 5th. So I'm off for the whole next week, and then.
So you have a couple of weeks now.
No, just a week and.
1 week.
A week and a week and a half.
Oh wow, that's quick.
Plus, I started another job. I started a part-time job with H&R. I sold the hospital.
Who's H&R? Hospital Rubenstein?
Yeah, because I asked George if he, because I know him from the...
From Ferris Yakov.
Ferris Yakov and from the bingo and, you know, because...
Oh, right.
If it wasn't for the bingo, I wouldn't have given him a call, because I never talked to him, but I got to know him better.
What bingo?
Well, once a month our show has to go to a charity thing. So every 3 hours, the money, all the profit, whatever, it goes to a different...
Oh, really? You want to play bingo?
Well, like the tickets, the people buy, like for every couple hours, it goes to an organization.
Uh huh.
They use it to pay the road. That's what.
Oh, that's cute.
So, tennis match machine.
So you took care of it for him.
Now he has. I helped him a lot. Now he hired. Now he has like set people now. So no one from the show wants to do anymore. That's good.
Uh-huh.
So I got to know him better from that. So.
Oh, so you felt you could ask him about a job.
Yeah, so I worked to him, like, not for him. I said, if you know anybody, but I was hoping he will know for himself.
Yeah, so he did.
So his cousin, yeah, his cousin is, they're partners. And
who, Tommy? Which one?
Rubenstein.
Oh, Rubenstein.
I think Robert Rubenstein.
So what are you doing for him?
They're the first ones in Canada that they're changing their coin laundry machines.
Oh, really?
Into a money card, a money machine.
Oh, wow.
So I'm just collecting bills, like the one... There's 40 buildings, so one box takes care of all the machines. So I'm emptying, basically, I'm emptying 40 boxes.
Oh, wow.
It's just bills, nothing schlepping. I can do whatever I want.
Oh, that's good.
And the best thing about it is probably going to customer service. And, you know, it's not a good paying.
Easy,
good paying.
Quick money.
Yeah, so this will be a good second income both together I could probably get by.
Really? Yeah, it will be. That's true. If you can get between the two of them, you should be able to get by.
So that's why I don't want to. That's why I grabbed it when it came out.
Oh, okay, that's a good idea, Jake. I'm real happy about.
Yeah, that's good. Yes, yeah, so, I mean it's probably September 1st. I mean they had this course. I haven't heard from them at all, so I have to.
Keep on doing follow-up, eh?
Yeah, I mean, I have everything in writing. I mean, they told me in July to get my own phone line. I already got my own phone number.
Oh, really? Oh, I would have called you on your own line.
I gave you the number.
Let me take the number. It's good to have.
Because they told me that, you know, because the problem with the machine, they people should have a number to call. So they told me I should never, ever get a phone call. So it's a free line. If they pay for it, I guess.
Oh, they're paying for it.
I hope so. Because they told me to save money that they don't want to put under a business line.
Okay.
I figure they're going to pay for it.
Yeah, that sounds like they're going to pay for it.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the number?
635. 5856. Okay, Jacob. Well, I've had it for last month, and I don't know what the rush was. They wanted it right away, so.
You haven't had one call. You haven't had one call on it. I mean, I don't know what one business call anyway.
Yeah. I'm getting more calls from the person who used to have the phone.
Oh, really?
You see a Chinese guy. All these Chinese people calling. Oh, and once in a while.
That's cute.
So that'll do at nighttime. I mean, so I have to. I might buy some kind of alarm system to carry with me. During the day, but.
Right. You have to be careful.
Yeah. But the best thing about this customer service thing, the best thing about it is, the morning is class and the afternoon is job placement.
Oh, wow.
So I'm always going to be at a job site, the same job site.
Oh, so that's good in a way because then people get to know you sort of, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And who knows, like maybe when I finish a job, maybe they're going to want me, who knows?
Right, you never know. You got to do your style, listen, hope for the best, that's all.
See, with the customer service, they also teach keyboard and micro, and you know, WordPerfect, so I learn other skills.
Oh, my wife knows WordPerfect, that's what she does.
So I get both in one. I get a field and some skill to go with it.
Oh, that's good.
So
let's hope that it works out. You know
what
I mean?
I decided I want to keep an office environment, but I'd rather deal more with people than be behind a desk with a computer all day. So, so I'll try to combine it.
Okay, that's good.
So
what I want to tell you about this girl. I don't know if you want to. She's a very close friend of my wife's. She's from Philadelphia.
How far is Philly from here?
From Toronto?
Yeah.
9 hours.
Is it
same as New York, basically.
Same as New York.
Basically. It's just a little easier to get there. You know, it's not as... city's easier to get around. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's very straightforward. It's not easy. You won't go... It's not that hard. It's not that... it's not easy to get lost, at least.
Right.
You could get lost, but it's not easy to get lost.
I mean, when I go out of town, like, I've only been out twice with two different people, and both times, like... They don't know the city. Everything goes up to me. And I need someone who knows the city and make the plan.
I can do that for you. I know the city.
But tell you the truth, if the customer service doesn't, if nothing doesn't work out, you know, it should fall through.
Mm-hmm.
All I have is next week. That's all I have.
You want to try to rush it?
No, because my sister just came in today. She's only here until Monday.
Okay, so I'll tell you what, Jake. I'll tell you the facts. And you have them with you. And then when you have time, you give me a call.
Right, okay, that's cool.
That sounds good, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Her name is Kayla. Cool.
I don't have. I'll just.
Go get a pen. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. No
okay,
problem.
Thanks.
It's okay. I have 15 minutes. I'm going to want you to tell me some stuff. I'm starting to get used for other purposes. You have to tell me about Kayla. I don't know that much about her. How old is she? Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to even talk about that. What's she doing? She's taking a nursing course? Billing. Okay, I'm going. Oh, okay.
Everyone?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, sorry about that.
No problem.
Great.
Told you, the call's free. It doesn't matter.
how long do you have the thing
half
for?
Half hour.
And how long do you have this thing for? How many calls can you make this?
No, just one to U.S. or Canada. So you're my Canadian call.
Oh, I see.
And one international.
Oh, well, you don't use it on your parents.
Nah, my parents I have to call anyway. I want to call somebody that, like, sometimes I can't afford the luxury of calling.
Oh, fantastic.
So you're my first guy, Jake.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I told Benzekin that you called me for. He said, oh, if you call me, before 10:30, I got one to call him right away.
yeah, well, he was here, Benzekin.
How long ago?
He was here about a month ago.
That's it? That's strange. He didn't say anything.
He didn't tell you. He came for a week. He didn't stay at my house, but he ate at my place twice. We learned every day, just like we used to do in Bubba's, you know?
Oh, good stuff.
So he came in his brother's BMW. Nice car he has. White BMW. But he was staying by his friend of his wife's.
He never said anything. Or maybe he did, but I just forgot about it.
He probably said something. Maybe he didn't. Who knows?
I don't see that. I mean, just recently I saw him lately, but I haven't seen him in a while.
He's very busy. I'll tell you why. Because he's in Petah Tikva. They have like a night seder program now.
Uh-huh.
So he learns there every night for 2 hours.
Wow, fantastic.
And he davens there in the morning. So that's why it works the rest of the day. So that's why you never see him.
Uh-huh. That makes sense.
Okay, so I'll tell you her name.
Okay.
Kayla Gornish.
Gornish?
G-O-R-N-I-S-H.
G-O-R-N-I-S-H?
Yeah, she's from Philadelphia.
Gornish, huh?
Yeah, like Gornish, like nothing.
Yeah. No. Kayla? K-A-Y-L-A.
C-A-Y-L-A, I think. Is
okay.
C-A-Y-L-A. Okay, she's an old Philadelphia family, like way back. Like her grandfather, I see her grandfather when I go. He's such a cute guy. He remembers, him and your mother would get along. Like he remembers the Phillies in the 1920s. This guy. But anyway, she's 23 years old.
Yeah.
Real, very sweet, nice girl. You know, she'll do any favor for anybody. She's like a real, like, nice person, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Be quiet, talkative.
I would say she's not super talkative. She put it this way, with her friends, like, she's very talkative. But
right.
With, like, strangers, she's not so talkative, you know what I mean?
But she's the type that will warm up.
Sure.
So she
warms up, but she's not like your super.
So she's just shy, but not quiet, really.
One second. What? What'd you say? Right. My wife said on date she's very talkative.
Oh, good.
Because she's, tachless. She wants to get to the...
I'm getting tired of the real quiet ones.
Yeah. Well, where have you been going out? In Toronto a lot?
I've only been with 7 people in the last 3.5 years, so... With me lately, the last few I've been out with, like I know right away after the first date now.
A lot of times you can know, but don't be fooled. Sometimes it takes 2 days to warm up.
I know. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. I kind of jumped the gun pretty fast. I don't know.
Well, sometimes, it depends. Sometimes you can see, like, forget it. This is just not going anywhere. A lot of times, if you're not 100% sure, it's good to go the second time.
Yeah.
But, what else did I want to tell? Okay, so she's 23.
Yeah.
She just finished a course in medical billing.
That's fine. I don't care about the...
No, I just want to tell you. So she's getting a job. She's probably going to go to New York this year, though, to work.
Uh-huh.
Because in Philadelphia, there's all her friends...
Oh, she's in the medical field.
Well, no, medical billing. It's like, bill...
I see. Just make invoices.
Invoice, all that stuff. It's computer work, awesome.
Yeah.
But she's going to New York because almost... everybody from Philadelphia either moved out or got married, so she doesn't have almost no friends there anymore.
All right.
So, what else can I tell you? Her parents, her father's a real special guy. He's an interesting guy. When he was a kid, his father had some type of, those people have this like hard time walking. I forgot it's a disease, and now they conquered it already.
Oh, I know what you mean.
He had that.
What's the word? Is that what he passed away now? But Chaim had in Toronto.
Could be
polio?
No, polio. No, it's not polio. It's maybe MS, multiples, something like that.
And he got over that?
Oh, yeah. He walks a little funny.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? But he got married. He has a whole family. He has a brother here. He has a son that's gotten married, learning here in Yeshiva in Lakewood. He walks and talks to us, like slightly funny. But he's a very good guy, smart guy.
Everything else is not affected at all.
Nothing. Kids are great. Are very good kids. He has good kids. Excellent kids. His kids, one of them, I said, is married to a girl here in Lakewood, and he's learning Kuddle. Very fine guy. Another girl here is my wife's friend. And he has another boy, also younger.
Yeah.
And another girl. Maybe they have, like, 4 kids. Well, let me ask, how many kids they have in a family? five kids he has. So, you know, he got made it, you know, got a nice mishpacha and everything,
right,
even with that handicap. So it's like he's a special guy. He was able to, you know, to
overcome that.
Overcome that, yeah.
Well, he used to be worse, or he just got over that, or
no. It was always since he was a kid.
Right.
And he overcame it, you
wow.
know. You know, though he talks a little funny. You could like his voice, like you know, but he's fine.
Right.
He's a great guy. And
are they a Balchua family? Just from her
name? No, they're not. They're from. They're in Philadelphia since the late 1800s, I think.
Oh, wow.
They're from all the time. They have a shul. Their great grandfather started a shul in Philly, and their grandfather still runs the shul. And I daven there sometimes. They never bought. Always from. Never.
Right.
Never. They were, you know, very. You know, they're strong. They never changed.
Right.
And what else can I tell you? She's a real sweet, nice girl. That's all. You know. So my wife thought of this already a year, almost 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
She's telling me, why don't you do it? So why don't you tell him? I don't know. I told you a couple times, but then you weren't in the mood and this and that. So finally I decided,
well,
you know.
The good thing about me now this year is the difference from other years. Other years it didn't work out, and the next one came 6 months, fine. Like, it didn't bother me. Now when it doesn't work out, I'm looking for another one. Like, you know,
100%. That's the best way to do it, Jake. Like Oxenberg said, you don't give up. You keep on going. You don't sit on your losses, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
What kind of, she's looking for a guy, like a guy who will learn, a guy who
will... Well, it's like this. She doesn't, she doesn't care either way. She wants a guy who's serious about, who's serious about life, who's serious. A guy that comes to davening on time, he's going to make a seder. It doesn't, if you're full-time learning, not full-time, the point is that you should be, you know, not just a guy, you know, had life to have a good time, you know what I mean?
Right.
Guy, like, you know... Guy that's serious about his life, serious about his learning, serious about his davening, serious about his job.
Yeah.
No, a good, a decent guy. You know what I'm trying to say?
Right.
So so I think that you fit the bill, you know,
right,
for 100%. You know what I mean? She's been going out with some guys, learning guys, and also some working guys.
Right.
You know, the main thing is that they should be straight. They should be, you know, stark.
Yeah.
They should have the right hashkafa. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
So you know, I think it's worth a shot. I really do.
She sounds good.
She sounds good.
So
you could look into it, or if you want, you know, whatever. I could, you know, you could probably even, she comes to Lakewood a lot. If you don't want to go to New York or Philly, you could probably even come here, and we'll work it out that she should be here for when you're here, and go out from here. So it'll be real easy.
There we go.
That'll be a good idea. You can combine it. You can come visit also.
How far is Lakewood from here?
Same thing, 9-10 hours. It's all the same, but then here you can't get lost. It's a tiny little town.
Right.
I'll tell you exactly which hotel to go to. But anyway, so that's the story. So Jake, it's good anyway. I'm happy to hear that you you got this job at H&R and this thing. You know, I think things should work out hopefully.
And another good thing is I'm also gaining some names now. Some shadchan. I mean, no one comes out of shadchan, but I'm gaining some more. I'm starting to get some.
That's very important.
I'm meeting some more people now with the shadchanim. And
sure.
You ever heard a thing called the Frum file?
The Fufa Frum file?
Yeah.
No, that's
cute. No one's heard of it. It's been going for 5 years. I saw it only costs $12 for every 6 months to register. And I've only heard it like two. They made two matches. I don't know why it's so dead.
Two matches ever?
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with it.
Oh, that's pretty sad.
It's I have all the sample like real ones. Everyone, you know, you only give your first name.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of suspicious because you're allowed to give, for your age, you're allowed to be within 4 years. I don't know why. So people circle 4 years. But most, like 90% circle 1 year. But some of them circle 4 years.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of strange. But it's a lot of questions, and it's very tiny. It's hard to read. They squeeze a lot of questions on one paper.
Really?
I'm going to register, but I didn't see any Canadians in there.
Really?
It's a guy from Baltimore, but no one's heard of it. I met a Tuscan who told me about it, and I got it from... But I didn't have it with them because they're from Staten Island, so I got to be talking about someone in Toronto who has it.
That's strange.
So
that's strange. There's another one. There's one in Chicago I forgot that I know about.
It's tons of, like on the back, like the representatives from each city. There's tons of names, but no one.
They only made two matches. That you know.
Yeah, I don't know where they got the number from, but
not too good a record. Who told
no.
they only made two matches?
But the person who told me about it.
I
don't know how they know about it.
Uh huh. I don't know.
But at least nothing, you know, nothing's come out, but at least I'm game, at least like the last
Well, that's
two
it.
Weeks.
That's,
Like before, I had zero connection. I have no one.
Yes, you got to do. The main thing is making connections.
Yeah, my main problem is the job wise and connections. And now both are starting.
So both are starting to fill in. Let's hope for the best.
So.
Look, you got to dive and hope for the best. That's the way it goes.
You either hope for the best and expect the worst.
What?
Either hope for the best and expect the worst.
Yeah, well, you can do that too. It doesn't hurt.
Well, tell you the truth. Well, does this girl drive by chance?
What?
Does this girl drive?
Does she drive? Yeah. Does she drive? She thinks so. She doesn't know for sure.
I never had someone. Well, except for my first time ever now, but I wonder if she would come here.
Oh, sure.
This one doesn't look good doing that.
I don't think she's gonna come to Toronto.
But one thing about out of town that I know is that if I go there, I get more of a chance as opposed to someone from the city.
Yeah, sure. I'll tell you why. Because they know you're coming from far away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, they realize that you're serious about it.
Yeah.
Just not, we have to live in the same city, so what the heck, let's give it a shot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not that. It's not like that.
Too bad I didn't come around when I was at my sister's last time in December. January.
Yeah, you should have.
Yeah.
Look, those old mistakes. Next time you go, you will.
Yeah.
That's the thing. But you know what, Jake? If you're ever planning on coming into New York to your sister, tell me before, because then I could look for girls around here also.
Well, it might be. We usually go Sukkot time.
So you know what? Give me a call a few weeks before you go in. Just in case, because I could maybe look for something then.
But I can. It's not far. Once I'm in New York, it's not that far from Philly, anyways. No.
No, it's very close.
Right.
New York's an hour and a half, 2 hours away.
And when's Sukkot? That's in October, September, October.
Sukkot is this year in
October
probably.
So we're not that far away.
It's not far away at all. No, so you could work it out then. It's so easy to get to Philly from New York also. It's
right
down the Jersey Turnpike.
Right.
It's a real easy trip. No problem at all.
Right. But I'm at a point now where if I have the time, I'm ready to travel.
If you have the time,
now.
Try it, Jake. That's the way. That's the best way to do it. It's the only way it's going to work.
Yeah.
Good, Jake. So you sound great also. You sound real upbeat.
I feel good now.
Baruch Hashem. Happy about that.
Just things are starting to, I'd like to have something down the, something that's coming up.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So what else is up? You still learning with Yitzchak?
Yeah. now they're off for a couple of weeks.
Probably right.
And Till's wife is expecting any day. So
Till's wife?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
That's going to mess
number
up.
Number two,
Number three.
Number three? Wow, that's quick. Like, he waited a couple of years till the first one came around. And then now he's like on a race or something.
Yeah, now they're all kind of one by one.
One by one.
And his kids are like
11 months apart or something.
13 months apart.
Wow.
And this one will be...
So he's busy probably, wow.
Oh, yeah.
What's he doing? What does he do for a living now?
He's Mishkiah. He goes to Pearls in the morning and he goes to markets at nighttime.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well, late afternoon, early evening.
It works for the COR, you mean?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's good.
I think else is happening in Toronto.
What?
I think what else is happening here.
A lot of stuff, wow.
Yeah.
Give regards to Yitzchak when you see him.
I'll do that.
But, the Jays are doing lousy, that I know. What happened to them?
I don't know. Zero pitching.
Zero, right?
Nothing.
Not even one decent starter.
Nothing. No decent starter, no decent reliever. Nobody.
Nobody. That's it. They have a good hitting team.
Yeah.
But still, a good hitting team.
Even the hitting is going much, much worse. The same players, but just they don't have a lot of the losing.
Well, of course, because they have no incentive. They know that they're pitching and allow 10 runs a game.
Yeah.
What do you want? So what's the big thing? So they have to hit 12 runs to stay ahead. It's pretty hard.
Right.
So funny, they went from world champs to seller.
Yeah.
Sports, that's what happens.
Sports, yeah.
But, all right.
I really appreciate you keep me in mind for this. I appreciate that.
No problem, Jake. No, I always want it. I just don't know. I'm not so into these things. Like, I have friends that are, like, just into this,
Yeah.
Who's into this a little bit? You could speak to when you see him in Toronto ever?
Who?
Simon. He moved from Lakewood recently.
Oh, what?
Yes, Zalman Simon. He lives now, like, 120 Shelbourne, I think.
Yaakov Zalman?
Yosef Zalman. Simon.
He's the one
the fat, pudgy one.
Oh, he's the one that second floor dances with all the kids all the time?
That what? Yeah, yeah. He dances with all the kids.
Sure, I know.
Yeah, well, he's into this. He's good at Shidduchim.
Yeah, you're kidding. Oh,
yeah, he does a lot of Shidduchim.
Oh, good.
If you see him ever, go tell him I sent you.
Sure. He's in town now?
Yeah, no, he lives there. He moved.
He lives here now?
He moved to Toronto. He, you know what he did? He took a course. Listen to this. He took a course in air conditioning.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
He fixes air conditioners, central units, everything. Like, it's, you know, it's a hard thing.
Yeah.
And he worked for somebody, another guy, a firm guy that did air conditioners like